This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't know what God's trying to say.
I'd love to hear them do whatever you want next. I really would.
I wouldn't.
I do. But I'm going to have to come back to you right now.
We'll explain how rivers work in the 8 o'clock hour. Right now, if the only, king of the ring is.
You don't have to hold that CBD story for you.
Born September 13th in Lenexa, Kansas. A three-time Golden Gloves champion and standout football player at Northwest Missouri State University. He spent time with the Indianapolis Colts and Arizona Cardinals before launching a career in pro wrestling in 2012. He's won the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royale at WrestleMania 32, held the WWE United States Championship, and he's quickly become the man everybody loves to hate every week on Monday Night Raw. And last night, he assumed his rightful throne as he won the coveted title of King of the Ring. Please welcome WWE star, friend of the show, the King, Baron Corbin.
And Corbin! In the end of a magical run for Chad Gable, Baron Corbin is your King of the Ring.
Here's your winner, the 2019 King of the Ring, Baron Corbin. Bend the knee, all hail King Corbin.
What's up, King?
What's going on, man?
Look at you. Last night, big night in Knoxville, Tennessee, 2019 King of the Ring.
I know, now I can make everybody bow to me.
That's right.
How irritating is that?
Have you tried that at home yet?
No.
You're like, I'm a king, honey.
Yeah, I'm going to try. I'll see you tomorrow in Kansas City, because I'm flying to Kansas City tomorrow.
I know,
I'll
your brother.
Right away, and I'm going to see what happens.
Oh, right. He shows up and just got a big shiner, just the perfect size of his wife's fist.
Yeah. At the wedding, it just looks like I got beat up on Sunday, but it was work. I promise.
I know. Your brother getting married to a wonderful girl, man. So good for him.
I know it. He's a big boy now.
He is. He's all grown.
No longer my mom and my self-responsibility.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Did you give him any advice?
There is no advice. It's just... You know, duck and run when she's mad.
Mm-hmm.
Stay far away at all times.
Do you still have wrestling matches, like full-bore wrestling matches with her?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. You win or lose?
We like to shake the house. Well, dude, when I was big and fat and playing football, I would just destroy him. Like, no chance that he could do anything. And now that I lost all that weight, it's a little more even, so I actually break the sweat beating him up.
You should be... Are you going to beat him up before the wedding? Just to... Get him ready for marriage?
I feel like I should do both.
Yeah.
Like, hey, this is to help you get ready, and then, like, do it again, and it's like, well, this is just for fun.
Yeah, he's, you know, people don't know. If they don't know,
yeah,
you were not just a football player. You were also a Golden Gloves boxer.
Yeah, man, I won the Kansas City Golden Gloves.
Yeah.
Time, I think.
Yep, I'm going to pay you to just follow me around and sock people for me. I swear to God. That's so good.
I think if you employ me as like a bodyguard, maybe I won't get in trouble.
Right? It should be great. Like,
now you looked at me wrong. Go hit him. All right.
Your brother, as tough as he is himself and in great shape, you know, he's got a pretty pretty big streak of kindness in him. You know, he devotes most of his life to helping people.
Yeah, he's the nicest one of the whole family, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're all nice, but it's funny because to see a guy that big and that strong, and both you guys, and he really, that's his calling, man. You got a terrible case of the look at me's. Me too. That's
the fun stuff, though.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? Last night, people were texting. They're like, ask him why he's still wearing slacks. He hasn't been the commissioner in like a year. Like, they love the story, man.
Dude, it's so good. Now I'm going to wear a crown. I'm going to just wear a crown everywhere just to irritate them.
So good. You're going to need a bigger crown. Your noggin might be a little large for the crown they put on you.
I know, right? I might have a custom one made.
You do. You
know, this big head has a big ego. We need the big crown.
You need a never-ending supply of Burger King crowns that you can just whip out, fold, and just at any moment put on your head.
Well, I can just hand them to all the people in the front row, their little baby crowns.
Oh,
just put them on and bow.
I dare you to wear one to your brother's wedding.
Or I might have to.
Can you imagine? A full king outfit. Like, let's get you a full king's costume.
I'm so down.
Oh, cat girl, she'll just land on you. Can you imagine?
Oh, yeah. But I feel like at the wedding, like, just dancing and drinking and running around in a gigantic, you know, crown and cape that's, like, longer than her veil.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Let's just see how much the attention we can steal. My brother will just sit there and shake his head because he can't do anything about it.
Oh, my gosh. What a great family, man. Your mom's got to be pretty excited.
Oh, she's so stoked. And, you know, my wife right now, I think she's on the plane right now. My mom's going to pick her up at the airport. My wife and little baby are coming, so the baby's traveling for the first time. My mom, I think my mom's more excited for that. She doesn't care about us at all. She just wants the baby there.
Oh, can you imagine how much your mom is going to cry this weekend? Her baby's getting married. The new baby's on the way. You know, like, it's going to be, like, all tears all the time.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you.
Or we should just get her wine drunk and see what happens.
Oh, yes. My mom, my mom's gets so, she never drinks. So two glasses of wine, it's on. Like, she pulled her wig off.
That's about what it takes my mom. Funny, you know, my wife is Spanish, and so her dad, you know, when anybody comes in the house, first thing he does, what do you want to drink? You want rum? You want whiskey? You want wine? And he'll get my mom pretty tipsy a few times. It's pretty funny. She's like, I have to practice drinking to go to Florida to drink.
That's right. You want to be up to speed before you get to the professionals, man.
Yeah, exactly. At least she's smart and does that.
Oh, my mom, when she was just wrapping up her cancer treatment, when she had breast cancer the second time, she second glass of wine in at Thanksgiving. It was itching her, and my brother just had a meltdown. She just pulled her wig off, and she had, like, ball hair on her head, like wispy, like, testicle hairs. And I'm laughing, and they're, like, they're so emotionally, like, destroyed by what they just saw. They just have to leave. They can't even deal with the truth of it all, right? And then, she's laughing pretty hard about that, and she's like, she's English, did you see what you bought me? You bought me. And she's sticking her cans out, and she'd had a partial mastectomy. So I just worked over, and I poked the new boob and the little cutlet thing, only it wasn't the cutlet, it was her actual can, and I honked my mom's boob. Yep, still got it.
That's amazing.
They were mine before, whatever, you know.
Yeah, right.
It's sad. How old's your kid now?
Just turned 5 months, so she's getting personality already of her mother, so we're all in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks, it's so funny because my wife sent me a little video of her trying to crawl the other day. She looks like a drunk deer. Like, she got that new deer legs, but she's kind of drunk. She kept falling over to her side. And then she just looks at you like, are you going to help me or just stand there and look?
Oh, yeah. Dude, they're funny, man. They really are. Like, there's a funny drunk age in there that's pretty amusing. And everything they do seems to make them laugh.
Yeah.
Which is a drunk thing.
Makes me laugh.
Yeah.
She learned how to scream. And so for 3 days, she was just screaming just because. But I would laugh hysterically at it, even though it was so loud and high-pitched. And she would just keep doing it. So 3 days, it was all screaming. And then next week when I came home, she learned to make, like, fart noises. And I would laugh. So literally, she would just sit in my arm and just go, like, as loud as possible, screaming everywhere. And I would just be laughing and laughing and laughing. And it's just, I'd see my mom's videos of it. And she's like, I watched that video 20 times.
Oh, it's the best. That's great,
it's
man.
Ridiculous.
See, what a world, man. What a world. And the WWE, King of the Ring now. And it's just not slowing down for you. You're transitioning yet into another role.
Yeah. Yeah, it's insane right now. Just, you know, going from when I was constable to acting general manager, and then, you know, WrestleMania with Kurt Angle, and now, you know, being King of the Ring. And the coolest thing is, man, it's such an illustrious title because, you know, Stone Cold had it, Triple H had it,
sure.
I mean, Harley Race. It's like all these icons got, and it really, you know, is something to hold very dear to the list of accomplishments. And,
yeah, man.
It's got a lot of pride. A lot of Hall of Famers have this title. And so for me to get it, what I can do to irritate people with it is even better.
Well, you play the heel so well, man. At some point, they're going to switch you, and you won't be the heel one day. But it's,
you know, I'm trying my best to never let that happen.
I know, because you love it. He loves it. Like, he just sits around and thinks up things to irritate the super hardcore wrestling haters, because you have to have heels in wrestling. You have to. That's how you love the thing. Because we were talking about this. It's better, and you get bigger pop and more attention if you're the bad guy, right?
I mean, it's just, you get to, I don't know, it's just watching people's temperature rise and their blood boil. And now it's the internet. Internet fans, they're a whole nother level of getting triggered. Like, it's insane. Like, the neck bearded 30-year-olds are the best to just destroy, because they're so mad. They're like, they try to figure everything out. It's like they're just the most insane critics of everything. So they're so easy to fire up, and it's just the best, because
you should alienate everybody. You should literally just come out in a Trump 2020 shirt one week, and then next week a Beto O'Rourke, I got a ban for this AR-15 one. Like, just make them all crazy mad.
That's what I'm trying to do.
That's the fun.
Absolutely what I'm trying to do.
And you've been lucky. Like, when you go out, nobody gets too aggressive. Every once in a while, I think maybe somebody will test you, but overall, like, people get it.
Some people get lost in it. Like I said, like the fat neck beard. Yep. Guys, they get lost in a little bit, and they think they know, and the best thing is, you're like, you think you know, but I've actually got you, like, so sold and bought in on what I'm doing. It's amazing. But then you get a lot of the older people, like 70 and above, like, they're still in it.
That's
like,
great.
I had, like, a toothless, lady probably, like, threatened to stab me. I actually got punched at a show a few weeks ago.
What is it? By a girl. Yeah. I assume either a child, a girl, or somebody in a wheelchair, because I didn't see a murder charge.
It was like a 65-year-old man.
Yeah, well, you can't. Yeah,
he might have been younger. He might have been like 60, but it was like I thought it was a kid that was like 20. So I was up against the rail, and I felt something in the back of my head, and I said, I know that wasn't somebody just punching me. And I heard Rollins yell at him, hey, cool it, buddy. And the dude hit me again. I threw Rollins about 5 feet and went to jump over the rail, and he caught me just as I was going over the rail at the guy.
Yeah.
So, because I was going, but the funniest part was, it was there was like a 20-year-old kid that was right there, and that's who I thought did it.
Oh, no.
And so I dropped an MF at him, and that kid shrunk down in his seat so fast.
Oh, yeah, like, wouldn't you? Look.
He was just, dude, he turned white. He was terrified, because I was going at him, not realizing it was the old man behind him.
That's hilarious.
That caught me, and then Takumi took that dude out, but it was pretty funny, man.
Oh, well, Jesus Christ.
It was funny to watch that kid switch.
We're friends.
Having fun to terrified.
We're friends, and if you turned and did that to me, I'd do the same thing. I'd sit down and turn white and be like, I have no idea what just happened, man.
I went through the tune real quick. I was going. If Seth hadn't caught me, I don't know what would have happened.
So what happens to those guys like that, with like the old man? Because they should be banned. You know what I mean? You can't let them back in.
He did get banned. They asked me if I wanted to file a police report, and I was like, no, like, obviously it didn't hurt or anything.
Right.
But, I mean, I got a brick melon, so, I'm good. But, yeah, they banned him, and, they said that dude was a little crazy. So.
Well, yeah, you can't put your hands on people. I mean, you have to understand, this is a real world. Like, if you'd have turned around and defended yourself, you'd have been well within your legal rights.
Yeah, and like, yeah, that, I think that's the thing. I think if you put your hands on them, you just don't know that there are going to be consequences.
Yeah.
So, whether they're my consequences or somebody else, it's going to happen.
Yeah, imagine, fast forward 16 years from now. Oh, my God, some little skinny little teenage kid with a boner just knocking on your door. Can I pick up your daughter, sir?
I just bought a new Kel-Tec shotgun.
Jesus.
One of those, like, 16 rounds.
Oh, I have one of those.
I'm just prepping for boyfriend.
The one with the dual tube on it?
Yep. Love it.
Hey, did you buy any of those one-inch mini shells?
No, that's my next plan for it when I get home. I don't go home for, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because I'm coming to Kansas City this week. Then I go to San Francisco for Raw. I come back to Kansas City for some Fox truck activation thing. So
Awesome. That Kel-Tec KSG, I've got 32 of the one-inch slugs in there.
But you got to buy like a plug for it, right, to switch it out?
No, no. You just turn the switch left to right, and it just takes the other tube. And it just accepts the one-inch mini shells.
It just accepts them. It doesn't. You don't have to put anything in.
Nope. Cycles fine.
Oh, well, then I'll just buy some of those.
Oh, you're going to love it. 32 shots in a 12-gauge, man.
I mean, that's insane.
If
you can't hit something within like 3 shots of a 12-gauge, you got problems. Oh, man. Someone comes to your house, every wall is just peppered.
Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't hit them, but I shot 32 shots in the house.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and they're slugs, too.
Yeah. What is it? You got to go buckshot, slug.
Well, the cool thing is you could go tube to tube, so you can load one slug and one buckshot and then just flip it with your thumb as you go.
You need to get some of those, like, Inferno rounds or whatever they're called.
Yeah, I've shot those. They're pretty hard on a barrel.
Yeah.
You got to get an old craptastic shotgun and go shoot that. It will, by the way, set your land on fire. I can tell you that wholeheartedly.
So are we playing with a flamethrower this week?
Yes.
That's a major concern.
Yes.
And the weather's good. We could take bikes out, too.
Absolutely. I got bikes for you to ride. Everything is good. It's not going to rain. We're on, man. You tell me what day you want to come out and ride, and we'll go.
I'm feeling like we need to put Danny in a sidecar. We need to put him in a sidecar in a dress, and it says, I'm getting married.
We're going to take him out for his bachelorette party.
Yes. Yes. Let's give him a bunch of male strippers and make it real weird.
Absolutely. Hell, let's just get real weird, and we'll be his male strippers.
I might have some weird stuff I wore back in college for some of our late night.
Oh, it's fantastic, man. Look, if you're just joining the show, Baron Corbin, big deal. Big, big, big night last night, man. In Knoxville, Tennessee, became King of the Ring 2019. Then you wrestle tonight in Atlanta.
No, tonight is my coronation.
Oh, your coronation jumps out.
Oh, yeah. I think we need to go. I need champagne, cigars.
That's fantastic.
You know, I need like 10 of those women who dance at the club when they bring you the bottle and it's got sparklers.
Of course you do. Listen, those are what do they call them? Courtesans? Courtesans? That's a very fancy word for hooker.
Servant.
Yeah. Like, you're a king now. You can explain that to your wife. Now that you're a king, you're not bound by society's, you know, chains. You have a certain freedom that has to be understood.
Yeah, I mean, I make the rules. It's funny. One time I was at Billy Gunn's house, and I was teasing him because his wife would tell him what to do, like my wife tells me what to do. And I said, Billy, I said, who wears the pants in this relationship? And his wife goes, well, he wears them. I just tell him how to put them on. And I laugh so hard. That's what I'm telling him. I make the rules. She goes, well, yeah, you can, but I'm telling you what to do.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. What's that old joke like a guy gets home and he goes, look, put my pants on. They don't fit. That's right. I was wearing the pants. And she goes, okay, try to put these panties on. He goes, I can't get in them. She's like, that's right. Listen.
That's so good.
You and I both know, at the end of the day, they've got the magic. And there's no denying it. And it's just the way it is.
No, they hold on to power. We just try to act tough sometimes. Maybe that's why I'm so good at my job of acting tough and being mean to people. Because I can't do it at home, I get to take it all out on everybody else.
Oh, let me tell you, and I hate to pull the curtain back too far, but if you follow Baron Corbin on Instagram, the pictures of him and his daughter, like the whole terrible human being thing goes straight out the window, or his dog, or any of the other things that he genuinely loves. You're like, there's a good human in there.
Then if you just go on Twitter and watch me destroy the neckbeards.
You need to get
all back.
You need to get the Coming to America movie. Nikki just dropped me a note. The video, the little clip where Eddie Murphy's in the bathtub, and the cheek comes out of the water. The royal penis is clean, Your Highness.
First order of business for your wife. That will not happen.
Clean the royal penis.
I wish there was an attitude era for that. That would be next level.
You should definitely walk in the bedroom after this interview and just tell her, hey, clean the royal penis needs to be cleaned.
I'm going to have two black eyes at this wedding.
All right, listen, I will see you when you get here, I guess tomorrow.
Yes, I will be there tomorrow morning. So I'm saying like Thursday we do some stuff, man.
It's all yours, man. I'll block it out, man. See what Danny wants to do.
LJ should be in town too, right?
You know what? Is he back right now?
My brother said he was coming, so I assume he's back.
Excellent, man. I'll reach out to him too.
us all riding, my brother in a dress and a sidecar.
What can go wrong? Hey, you stay right there, Barrett. Hold on. That was great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.